AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. After 5 years of promoting a lie about Barack Obama's birthplace, Donald Trump abruptly reversed course today.
President Barack Obama was born in the United States, period.
There were those who questioned and continue to question for the past 8 years, up through this very day, whether my husband was even born in this country.
Speaking to students at George Mason University outside Washington, First Lady Michelle Obama said her husband has responded to his critics.
During his time in office, I think Barack has answered those questions with the example he set by going high when they go low.
Trump said today it was Hillary Clinton who raised the birther question 8 years ago, an allegation denied by New York Democrat Gregory Meeks, who chairs the Congressional Black Caucus.
Hillary Clinton and her campaign of 2008 started the birther controversy. I finished it.
He's lied and he's divided this country enough.
The bodies of three Americans who went overseas to fight the Islamic State group have been returned to the U.S.
Levi Shirley, Jordan McTaggart, and William Savage, all in their 20s, were not in the U.S. military, but they fought the Islamic State group in Syria alongside the Kurds. They died in combat separately, their bodies sent home to the States without ceremony. The bodies of Shirley and McTaggart arrived back home in Colorado early Friday, where Congressman Ed Perlmutter presented two American flags to their families. William Savage's body was sent on to North Carolina, where his father lives. I'm Rita Foley.
This is AP Radio News. When visitors to the Guggenheim Museum's latest exhibit go to the restroom, they're not taking a break from experiencing art.
Maurizio Cattelan's work on display in a restroom at the Guggenheim is a golden toilet, not a sculpture of a toilet or a toilet painted gold or plated in gold, but an actual working toilet cast in 18-karat gold.
It was nice having that feel of sitting on a golden toilet. It's pretty cool.
Trevor White may have thought it was great, but when Wayne Forbes came face to face with it, well, he just couldn't.
I was afraid. I still need to use the bathroom, but I won't use it.
The sculptor calls the piece America. Whether he's saying something about American showiness or something else, that's up to the observer and the museum goer. Warren Levinson, New York.
Police say a Denver hospital complex has been placed on lockdown after a report that a man was seen carrying a rifle on the grounds. Denver police officers surrounded the Rose Medical Complex east of downtown after the sighting was captured on a surveillance camera. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.